No,
if you look at verses 1 and 2, up to verse 3 na rin, you will see that there are two parts to it. No, first is the first part, my part in succeeding in thriving to the end. No? So when you look at verse 1 and 2, you would see number one, let us lay aside every encumbrance. First Sunday yan. Let us run with endurance race set before us. That is second Sunday. No? And then on third, today, fixing our eyes on Jesus, that is the key. I'm going to be developing that today. Okay? And so, that's our part. But enclosed in the section is also the part of Jesus. Okay? Christ's pattern in thriving to the end. That's how I will describe Jesus here. And so, the Hebrew writer would make very, very powerful truths and insights about who Jesus is, what he has done, what he has accomplished. So when we look at the passages, we would see that it will have three Christological truths or three descriptions of who Jesus is being our model, because we fix our eyes on him. And who we see, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, that's the first one, who for the joy set before him, I'm going to develop that later at the end. The second is who endured the cross, despising the shame. Okay, so yun yung mga verbs or descriptive words of Jesus. And then number three is he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So let's begin to develop this. Now, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He is the creator and completer of our faith. I had to look at Google whether completer is a word. No? Sige lang, ilagay ko na lang. Kasi, gets nyo naman, di ba? He is the author, the inventor. I mean, Jesus is the author in Greek means He is the architect and designer. Sino po mga architect dito? No? Ayan, meron ba architect dito? Or designer, o kaya interior designer, gano'n. Okay, yung mga ganyan, sila yung from nothing, di ba? Okay, anyway, the whole idea of faith is his idea. He designed the race which is our faith journey. So let us run with endurance the race. He's a designer of that race. Okay? And then he is the perfecter. Perfecter. The visual is Jesus as the champion of faith. He ran the race himself. And he did it perfectly. He did it from beginning to end. We're going to see that a little while. No? And that journey, he perfected so that when we look at the Greek word, he completed it himself. Not perfectly. Not perfecter implies that he is able to perfect the faith of those who are in the journey. Are you in the journey? Yes. Every one of us, people of faith, we're in the journey. He is able to perfect our faith. How? When we fix our eyes on him. Where we see that my faith is being perfected by him, not by me, not the church, not my life group or small group, no, not the materials I'm reading. He is. And he knows how. So we're going to look at this today. And here's a promise, however. Ang ganda nito. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry on to completion. So your faith. Okay? Will be carried on to completion. Amen. Until the day of Jesus Christ. We're going to look at that in a little while. Beautiful passage in 1 Peter, mamaya. No? The work that he began in you is the work of faith. Right? So, the second section is endure the cross, despising the shame. He is the criterion of faith. Wala dito si Efren, ano? Siya yung dating may-ari ng company Criterion. No? But the word criterion, I looked up and it means a lot, but it's a lot, but it brings to us the picture of the perfect model. Okay? The complete perfect standard, the highest example, criterion. So everything is measured to the criterion. Now, it's the criterion of faith. Okay? Minsan mahirap yung mga words na puro si, humanap ka, no? Pero I caught this in the my study and I said, beautiful word, criterion of faith. He endured the cross. The word endured
is a compound
Greek word, no? And one of the word is hupo, meaning under. You know, compound word of being under extremely heavy, painful, stressful, and unbearable weight. Yun ng picture ng Greek word dyan. No, he endured. He endured that, no? Hindi siya nag-break, hindi siya nabasa, hindi siya gumive up. Okay? Yun ang endure. He endured the cross, despising the shame that is in Greek, it's actually very interesting. Eh? The infinitive participle. Meaning, it happened throughout constantly. So it was not only the cross we're talking about here. We're talking about, you know, everything. And you find out a little while later, he was unmoved by that. The shame and the darkness of what he has to go through. What the rest of the world said and thought about him and what he was doing. Okay. So, about enduring and despising the shame, that brought my mind to Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane. Because there you would see how, and the picture of Jesus. You know, at the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus travailed in agony. At what he knew, the disciples didn't even understand, even though he told them. He travailed in agony at what he knew what he was going to go through. Yet, with resolute surrender, he willingly said to the Father, "Not my will, but yours be done." Now, this is important, ha? Babalik-balikan natin ito mamaya.
At the garden.
So, even at the garden, Jesus has gone through the worst. He tells us he has taken upon himself the yoke of pain, the yoke of shame, loss of dignity, the yoke of the death of the worst kind. He's taken it. Yet, he willingly surrendered to all these and prevailed, survived, and thrived. He's the criterion. Now, here's a promise, no? Bawat point may promise ako, eh, no? Sabi niya, "Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Your soul is easy, and my burden is light."
Now Jesus is
giving us an invitation. Instead of you travailing in agony on your own, in your own life, and looking at Jesus by faith, yes, sabi niya, that's not the way. Take my yoke. Yung yoke dito kasi yung yoke, di ba? Yung nilalagay sa animal. The Greek word is the double yoke. So meron kang dalawang animals who is pulling because kailangan mo dalawa kasi maybe heavy yung weight. And, you know, maybe the plowing is for wider portions. And the yoke is important. And Jesus said, "I am on one yoke and you are on the other side. And all the work I am the one doing." You got the picture? Take my yoke upon you. Kasi ako na ito eh. Kaya para sa'yo, light and easy. You just follow, tama? Instead, do not try to pull out of, tama? Take my yoke because I have done it. Wow. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to the third, no? Yung third is, he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He has sat down is perfect. Hindi ko na kasabihin. It tells us of the crowning glory of faith. Why? Well, he has sat down is in past tense, meaning it is something that happened in the past which the impact has tremendous implication from that point onwards. It is a game changer past tense. Because nangyari yon, ganito na. Like computer. May computer na tayo. Iba na. May cellphone na tayo. Iba na. Oh, mga parents, yung mga anak natin, iba na. May cellphone na eh. No? Diba? Pag kumakain na tayo, iba na. Iba na tinitignan natin. Hindi na tayo nag-uusap. Nagtitext lang tayo. Text lang tayo. Mama, paabot yung butter. Mga ganon, di ba? Game changer. Well, he's sitting down the throne. Now, the throne is important because the throne tells us that Jesus is sitting on the throne, which means the throne is the finish line of our race. I remember when I was in college, hindi pala, I was on staff with Campus Crusade and I was assigned to UP and, you know, we were doing discipleship and one of those times we went out for a camp and I said, okay, I'm going to test you guys on your promptness to obey. Okay, everybody line up. Everybody line up. Okay, so there were about eight men, no, eight college student boys who was, or teenagers, boys, no, men, okay? All right? Sinila, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, you got that? All right? Okay, are you ready? I'm gonna test your promptness, huh? Ready? Okay, I'm gonna cut one to run, all right? As fast as you can, all right? All right, kung sino manalo, I'll give a prize, ready? All right, ready? Ready na kayo? Yes! Okay, go! 1, 2, 3, and they run. They run as fast as they can. I mean, you know, they were running and running and running, and I was watching, you know, with a big smile on my face. Why? Because there was something wrong. And soon they found out there was something wrong. Seven of them came back and says, Kuya, saan ang finish line? There was one who was just, running. Tira na siyang mapuntahan. And then, pumalik siya, mangalan siya. Wala pa lang, hindi namin alam kung saan tatakbo. Are you running your race like that? You don't know your finish line. You don't know your goal. You don't know where you're running to. You don't know what the end of faith is. Beloved, this verse tells us clearly so we may be guided. You see, beloved, here is the picture of the finish line. I want us to read this together. Go.
In this,
you greatly rejoice. Though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, there you go, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, ito yung finish line, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Do you see that? At the finish line, your faith will give glory to God. Is it my life? Unless it is lived by faith. And between now and then, verse 8 tells us, whom having not seen you love, amen? Though you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy, what? Joy? Joy? Inexpressible, no? Joy inexpressible. Tagalogin mo nga. Ha? Pastor Bot? Kagalakang di malirip. Kagalakang di ma-measure. Eh, English yun eh. No? Hindi natin kaya to fully. joy that explodes from within. Do you have that? That's the design of the faith journey. Full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen po dyan, no? You cannot say, I cannot be a part of this pastor, of this race, because it's a race of faith. Do you have faith? Amen? Sinong walang faith dito? Kung wala kang faith,
wala kang,
yun ang pinto. But if you want to have faith, you have faith. Everyone has faith. Even non-believers have faith. They put their faith in the wrong place. Okay? Faith is a gift. And God gave that to you. He's a designer of it. And He wants that faith to give glory to Jesus at the finish line. If you're a child of God, you have faith. You are in the race of faith, which is not a sprint run or a marathon. Hindi siya, but a marathon that lasts until what? Our last breath. Running until the end of life. It's not a marathon race winning as in who crosses first. No, hindi po ito. Hindi po yung pinakamauna. It's a race in order to finish. So, beloved, hang on. Hang in there. Run. Run to the end. To finish and finish well. The Hebrew writer powerfully uses the metaphor of the race in order to embolden believers who are ready to quit. Pastor, ako yan. And are desperately surviving to take courage and run it with endurance and joy. Joy, joy, joy. Run it with joy. Run so one may finish and finish well. Finish well. Amen? Amen. Okay. So, the key, fix your eyes on Jesus. When you fix your eyes, if you fix your eyes on Jesus, then you know what happens? See that line? You will cross that. You will endure to the end. Oy, may bumagsak na question mark. Why? Kasi we ask, how do I do that? Sana ko nakita ko si Jesus, no? And I can run to Him. Well, how do you fix your eyes on Jesus, no? How do you spell fix? F. F. Filipino, yan, no? F. F-I-X. Oh, nag-iisip na iba. Ano kayo X, no? Diba? Yung F, very simple. Focus on Jesus with the eyes of faith. For we live by faith, not by sight. No? We are confident, I say, Paul writes in verse 8. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, finish line, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. So you decide now. How are you going to run your race? You cannot run it by sight. The bank books will not help you. All the details and the facts, and you think about it, this situation does not work. I mean, they're all part of what God wants us to do, but the race of faith will always have the part where only God, get that, can do it. And if your life has that factor constantly, you are in the race of faith. But in your life, you are working it out so that you can make it on your own, beloved, lost. And even if you're the chairman of the board, Brother Willie, no offense, no. Or you're the pastor of this church, or the bishop of the denomination,
the you're running
things in your life on your own, you are lost. The race of faith will always have the faith factor. And if you have that faith factor, which is, we're going to look at that a little while, but rejoice. Focus, okay?
Live by faith.
Make Jesus the center of every aspect, facet, and area of your life. It is to acknowledge Him in all your ways. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, di ba? Trust in the Lord with all your ways. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Meaning, kahit saan, Lord, anong... Minsan nga, bibili ako ng medyas. Lord, alin dito sa dalawang to? Minsan, you know, I catch myself asking God, no? Yung pink. Medyas yun, ha? Okay, no? The reason why we have to go through the proving of our faith through trials and difficulties is to learn, is so we learn to rely on Him. That's what He wants. Trust Him, follow His ways, and believe Him for who He is. And we're going to learn why this is so important in a little while, okay? Focus on Jesus. Okay. By the way, a couple of principles. This is true, no? Siningit ko lang to. Often we trust God only when we have to. Tama ba yun? Di ba? Pag kaya natin, okay lang eh, wala si God. Pero pagdating natin doon sa, Lord, oh, ganun tayo eh. Now, what God wants is, even before, I mean, constantly, that's what God wants. Here's another principle. You will only have as much faith in Jesus as you know Him and His ways. Got it? That's true. Correct? So if you don't know Jesus, you're not gonna trust Him. But if you know Him more and more, you're gonna rely on Him more and more. You see? Therefore, know Jesus well and you will trust Him what? More. That's why it's important for us that in knowing Jesus, we need to get ourselves
imbibed
in the Word. Imbibe yourself in Jesus through the Word. Yung word imbibe, medyo mataas pa rin yan eh. Pero it really means yung, you know, you're soaked in Jesus. You are constantly enamored and just, you know, focused. Yun eh. No? In the Word. So,
therefore,
as you receive Jesus Christ, tapos ka na? Hindi. Paul says, so walk in Him, okay? Tapos ka na? Hindi lang yun. How? Rooted and built up. That's the picture of imbibe. No? Rooted and built up and established in the faith. Amen. Just as you were taught
abounding
in thanksgiving. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful picture in Psalm 1. We preach on this, but His delight is in the law of the Lord, and
Lord, on His law
He meditates day and night. That is imbibing. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yield its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that He does, He what? Prospers. Wow. Beautiful. Imbibe yourself. So get soaked in the Word, and the Word will bear the fruit of Jesus through you. The fruit of Jesus. No? Ano yung sabihin nun? The thoughts of Jesus? Yeah. The heart of Jesus? Yeah. The words of Jesus?
The words of Jesus.
The ways of Jesus? The face of Jesus. I don't want you to remove your face mask, but would you look intently at the eyes of your katabi? Eyes, ha? Dapat
eyes. Okay.
Nakaka-conscious, no? Di ba? Here's what you... When you look at the eyes of the person beside you, eye to eye, you tell the person, I love you with the love of Jesus. Ready, set, go. Did you see the face of Jesus, the eyes of Jesus there? Amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Wow, beautiful. Okay, imbibe yourself in Jesus through the word. And then thirdly, ano yung X? X marks the spot. Ano yung term na yan? Pag meron kang treasure map, di ba? X marks the spot. And
X marks the spot
is where you find the treasure of how we go through it all. What's the treasure X mark of our passage? Well, ito yon. Who for the joy set before him. How did Jesus enjoy?
Jesus enjoyed it.
While he was agonizing, deeper down in the deepest recesses of his heart and mind, there was joy. Wow. Beloved, if we can just capture the mind and heart of Jesus, during this moment, then we will know. And by the way, the Lord has brought me there. Beloved, here's another painting by the French Gurdjieff. Yeah, mala. Oh no, di ko maintindihan. Mahirap yung Gurdjieff. No, no. Anyway, yung pangalan. Painting nung agony ni Jesus, where it is seen where you see the spiritual world, the angels probably the Holy Spirit comforting him in the path that Jesus is saying, and Jesus is just prostrated to the ground and saying, "Kaya ko ba to?" God, Lord, let this cup pass before me, Lord. But then the things happen in his mind. Something. Let's dig. Okay, let's dig. Okay, let's dig into the joy of Jesus at this moment. I'm telling you, he had the joy. Who for the joy set before him? Yun ang sabi ng Hebrew writer eh.
Endured.
So, here I believe is one
passage
in the scripture that came into the mind of Jesus or ministered to him by the Father.
By the Father.
But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him.
Crush him.
So the Lord there is God the Father. Him is Jesus Christ. Okay? But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause grief. Yet, when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. Wow, he saw that. Many meaning countless, innumerable. He will enjoy a long life. The Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish,
and let's read the last section.
Go. He will have joy. Because he saw that what he had to go through is worth it. And because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many, innumerable, Greek word, to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier, because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels. I believe that Jesus stood up and said, "Let's do this." From at the Garden of Gethsemane, because the joy was his strength. The joy of the Lord was his strength. And so, X represents the God moments of our lives that bring joy to Jesus. Ano itong mga things that bring joy to Jesus? Well, the joy of Jesus, definitely, when you read the scriptures, the joy of seeing us be transformed into His likeness. Yun yung finish line eh, di ba? And then secondly, the joy of Jesus is the joy of seeing us do what He would do in any and all of our life situation. So in any given situation, you're in agony, you're in pain, whatever, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do is what
will give
the strength to endure. I'll give you a picture at the bottom right. There you go. Do you
there
see
you
that?
Go.
Can you read it? I'm known as the MX3 man. Some of you have heard my voice in radio. Ha. And on television. Unang him. And they didn't pay me for that. Of course, I'm given supply.
But they didn't pay me
because they want it as a testimony. It's God who's done it in my life. There's a story there. Most of you know, but some maybe don't.
I have
nerve condition. I have neuropathy that's been with me for 14 years. Meaning right now, at this moment, I'm in pain. I am. And the pain is there, never departs, and it increases when there is stress. It increases when I'm tired. Sometimes it will have pain attacks. Sometimes when I'm preaching, may pain attack. Pag makita niyo akong gumanon, kasi nandito yung pain eh. Nandito yung gumanon, meaning I am now in pain attack. Secret na, ate lang yun, no? Okay. And there was a time na I wanted to quit na 14 years ago because of the pain. Then I discovered MX3. Ano pa lang siya, being introduced by Gina, the owner of MX3, dabawin niyo siya. And she said, would you try it? So I tried it. One day lang ha, I was attending at the wedding of my pamangkin. I was just so distraught and I don't think I can make it. So she gave me, you know, double dose dosages, dinner, breakfast, then meron lunch, 6 capsules. Dinner, then gumising ako, sabi ko kay Rika, hindi ako nagising kagabi. Nakatulog ako, yung first 2 lang yun. Then I had breakfast. I had strength for the wedding. Then I took the 2 at lunch the rest of the day. And I said, there must be something here. They explained, M, mangosteen, X, santone. Yung sana gagawin ko doon, pero hindi. X marks the spot dapat, no? Santone X 3 because it is yung tatlo. Yung mga antioxidant, mga ganun-ganun, no? So, I'm not promoting the product, by the way, ha? But if you want to, go ahead, okay? No? And the Lord, you know, my downward, na kanya talagang bagsak na ako, gave me a slope up. A slope that brought me back. So that 14 years ago, I continued on. I became head of our school, Conservative Baptist Seminary. We were still able to go and do the other ministries I was doing. I was, of course, based here. And that pain, constantly there. Now, pagdating ko ng 65, 3 years ago, eto na naman. And you know, beloved, 3 years ago, when the pain started to really come, and MX3 is still there, pero hindi na nagwo-work, sabi ng doktor, your capacity to endure will, you know, so you will have more and more pain. You have to prepare for that. So I turned to God. And he brought me to Hebrews chapter 12. And I said, Lord, what's the X mark here? And he showed me, Phil, anak, what is my joy? That's where you focus. Today, I woke up in pain, but then I said, Lord, your joy is that your word will be preached at CCBC today. I will be at CCB. Your joy is for you to be able to meet a couple whom you're going to marry. Actually, there are two couples here. No? That's my joy. Kung ano yung joy ko, ano yung joy ko? Yan din ang joy mo. It will help you endure. Because my joy is my strength, sabi ni Jesus. Your joy. The joy of the Lord. My joy is your strength. Ooh. Even as we close tonight, today, let me close with a couple of passages.
Okay?
You will show me the path of life. All right, okay. How? Your presence is fullness of joy. Nasaan ang fullness of joy? Yan. Wala sa misis mo yan. Miski Joy ang pangalan niya. Okay, no? Naki Lord, in your presence, the presence of God spells the fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forever. In other words, when we are there at the presence of the Lord, the pleasures of life, the joy of life is there because the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. Amen? Now, let's read this together, another passage in Nehemiah, no? And in Nehemiah 8:10, let's read it together. Go. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, Lord. You taught me that. Wala. The pain, it's there. But the song is now true to me. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full His wonderful face. And the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Amen. Beloved, who for the joy set before him
endured.
Run the race, beloved. Endure to the end.
To the end.